6 keys to selecting a topic for YouTube videos for B2B lead generation. That's what I'm talking about with you today. Hi, I'm Dave Lorenzo. This is the Inside BS Show. I work with you via YouTube. You watch these videos and we have a relationship. Well, I want you to do the same thing with your clients. So today I'm going to share with you how to develop YouTube videos for B2B lead generation, and I'm going to expose all my secrets. Here's the thing. If you scroll back through my YouTube channel, I started on YouTube in 2008, and you'll notice when I first started the first few years, I was highly successful because I was laser focused on targeting a specific audience. I only focused on attorneys at that time. As I broadened out, 2012, 13, 14, I started covering more topics that are related to sales. It took me a long time to figure out how to broaden my audience. What I didn't realize, and I just figured out this year, was the right way to select YouTube video topics to attract larger audiences. I'm sharing that method with you today so you can get unstuck. Maybe you're watching this video because you're stuck and you can't attract a bigger audience. I'm going to share with you my system that I use for selecting topics for these videos. And you can see, I don't have a huge number of viewers, but the people who do view these videos, there's three things that are true about them. Number one, they call me for help. And that's all I'm looking for from a lead generation standpoint here on YouTube. The second thing is I develop deep relationships with everyone who watches. So if you're one of only 10 people who watches this video, you and I have a deep relationship because I'm helping you. So when you do call me, it's comfortable. It feels great. And you're ready, willing, and able to work with me because we've had this relationship over the years. The third thing that I discovered is when I do these YouTube videos for B2B lead generation, if I pick the right topic, this very video could work for me for 10 years or longer because it helps all kinds of people over that time. The topic is evergreen. So selecting the right topic here on YouTube is critical, and here's my system for doing it. So here are the 5 things we're going to talk about: research, keywords, paid search, using the tools vidIQ and TubeBuddy, and then picking your top 5 topics for the month and focusing just on them. Now, at the end of our time, I'm going to share a secret with you, and that secret is going to change everything. It's the one thing I wish I knew way back in 2008 that I know now. I'm going to share it with you to make it a huge shortcut for you. All right, let's get into these topics. First is research. Now, the first research I need you to do is not online. You got to go to your ideal target, the person that you want to attract with these YouTube videos for B2B. I want you to go to your ideal client, and I want you to ask them to surface all of their questions for you. Write down every single question that people are asking. In fact, you can see on this pad here, I have questions for days and weeks and months that people have asked me. Now, why do I write down those questions? Because those are the topics that are most important to my ideal client audience. I want you doing the same thing. I want you keeping a journal of all the questions that people are asking you, and that will serve as a starting point for the videos you're going to make. So research offline is key to start. The second thing you do is once you've got those questions, begin typing them into YouTube autofill. Use YouTube autofill as a way to determine how to phrase the title of your video. For example, if I type in business development may not be the best phrase because it might be highly competitive, but what is business development is a great phrase, and that phrase may be ideal for my video. So Use YouTube autofill to surface some initial ideas after you get those questions. So let's say somebody asks me, what is business development? And I type in, what is business development? But I find it's too competitive. What is a business development manager? Or what is a business development executive? Or what does a business development manager do? Maybe a better title for a video. And I find that out using keyword auto search on YouTube. The third thing I want you to do is I want you to go to a keyword research tool. Now, I like to use SEMrush. I like to use their keyword magic tool. So just type into your browser SEMrush keyword magic tool. When you go use an advanced keyword research tool, you will see how much people are paying for these search terms. The higher the value of paid search, the better the topic for YouTube. So if you're looking for a search phrase, go into a keyword research tool, whichever one you want. There are dozens of them out there. Find out how much people are bidding for those keywords in paid search and pick expensive keywords that come up on YouTube. The fourth thing I want you to do, I want you to use a tool like vidIQ or TubeBuddy. So now you've asked your target audience for questions. You've gone onto YouTube autofill, you've typed in the phrase, and you looked for those keywords, right? You looked for those keywords that pop up. Then you went and you checked and you saw people were bidding $2, $3, $4, $5, $10 for those keywords. So you're like, I might be onto something here. Then you pull up on YouTube the keyword and you look in the right-hand column and you see what vidIQ or what TubeBuddy say the competitive nature of that phrase is, and you look for search volume for that phrase. If it has high search volume and low competition, that's something you want to use in your title. Now, the fifth thing is I want you to pick five specific keyword phrases and use variations of those phrases. Just hammer away at them day after day for videos over the course of the next month. You'll see me making videos on B2B sales, on sales team, on consultative sales. Those are great keyword phrases for me. I use business development as a phrase all the time, but you'll notice I use different variations of those keywords over and over again in my titles. Why? Because those are valuable to me. That's what my clients are looking for. That's what my prospects are searching for on YouTube, but I have to cover different topics related to them. So pick five of them and make multiple videos using different phrases with those keywords in it over and over again, because one of them may take off while the rest of them might not. Now, I want to give you a sense for what I do once I've decided on a topic. You'll see, here's a look at what my studio looks like. You don't have to have as sophisticated or as advanced a studio setup as I do. You're seeing it right now. If you're watching on YouTube, you're seeing my studio, a quick look at my studio right now. I want you to have a setup that makes it very easy for you to make these videos over and over again. So you can simply pop up a camera with a one ring light in front of you and sit in a chair and record these videos on your phone. And when the YouTube video is live, you'll see which topics do well and which don't, and you can make those over and over again. Now, I have a permanent studio set up because I make dozens of videos every month. You may only make five or six videos a month, but you need to have a studio set up to make it easy, because the minute you get an idea, I want you jumping in front of a camera and recording a video on it after you do the topic research. Don't let those ideas go stale. If somebody asks you a great question, do the research online immediately and then record the video as quickly as you can. All right, we're at the time in our video where I'm going to share a secret with you. But before I do, I want to give you something for free. Go to RevenueRoadmapGuide.com. RevenueRoadmapGuide.com. And there you can enter your contact info and you can download my system that I use when I make YouTube videos to attract prospects and convert those prospects into clients. RevenueRoadmapGuide.com. Go there, enter your contact info, and you can instantly download my sales system that I incorporate into every YouTube video. You'll see it once you download the guide. You'll see how it all fits together. All right, here's your secret. What I want you to do is go to your competitors and look at the videos that they're making that they are successful with. Then search those phrases, your competitors' phrases, and find a phrase that has high search volume and low competition and make videos on that phrase. Look, if your competitors have already done all this research for you, there's no need for you to have to go out and recreate the wheel. Find your competitors' videos that have a high number of views and do a little bit of keyword research to make sure that that term is still relevant. If the video is 5 or 6 years old, it may not be relevant. But if it's still relevant, make a video using your own ideas based on that topic that your competitor was successful with. And you'll find that it makes it much easier for you to get your YouTube videos to rank high. Remember, you don't need a huge number of views on your YouTube videos. You just need the right people to view your videos. I get dozens of leads a day from videos that only have 300 or 400 views. How do I do it? Well, the right people are watching and the right people reach out to me afterwards. I think you're the right person and I'm really glad you're here. I want you to watch the next set of B2B videos that are going to come up. You see them filling in right below me now. Join me in our next video. I can't wait to see you right there.